Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Folks, this program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania State Education Association Staff Union and the Pennsylvania State Education Association. So you see, the union has staff that are unionized. It's a wonderful thing all the way around. Today, we're, you know, folks, every once in a while, things like Alabama happen, but also things like we've got Republicans that are out there funding rich people with money that should be going to help kids with health care. And to help us talk about this, we've got Julie Alderman of Media Matters. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. I don't get this, and I can see why people are pretty miffed like me. We've got Republicans trying to pass a GOP tax budget or bill that takes money off of working people and kids, their health care program, and gives that money to rich people. A lot of people are upset about this. Have we got any polling?
You know, I don't have polling in front of me, but what we do know is this is just a clear depiction of their priorities. Republicans now, especially with Doug Jones last night winning in Alabama, they are rushing to get this tax bill that's a massive gift for the wealthy. They're rushing to get that through. But on the other hand, the Children's Health Insurance Program, which gives health care to low-income families with children, that gives health insurance to those children, that expired, I want to say, end of September or October. It expired months ago, and they've done nothing to fix that. And, in fact, Orrin Hatch, the chair of the Finance Committee, it's either finance or budgeting, one of the ones that deals with a lot of money, basically said, maybe. So what we're dealing with is a party that is prioritizing giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to their own donors over children.
What? Have you heard any anecdotal public evidence or rebuttal to this? I mean, you know, now that it's come out. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. But, I mean, it can't just be people in Pennsylvania that are upset about this. People all over the country have to be upset about this, yeah?
Yeah, and I mean, what we've seen is largely a media blackout of people talking about CHIP. Every once in a while it comes up, but it's few and far between. And it's so pressing. Virginia just sent letters the other day saying after January 31st they're going to have to end their program. Colorado has sent letters. So these states are running out of funds. They are so desperate. They have no other options. They're going to have to end this program that is vital to the health of children. You know, these are children. They have done nothing but deserve the best health care possible.
And in return for what the Republicans have done, Donald Trump's kids, when it comes time for an inheritance, are going to get an extra $1 billion.
And I think you and I have talked about this before. One of the ironies of this GOP tax proposal, it doesn't help the rich people who worked for years and years and, you know, climbed up by their bootstraps. It helps the people who benefit from the estate tax. It helps people who are making money off of inheritances and not necessarily working. So for all the talk of Republicans saying we only want to help people who are trying to help themselves, this is not what this bill is doing.
Right. What do we have to do here? Is this, again, pick up the phone and call?
Yeah. Well, the Senate just, or House and Senate Conference Committee just said that they have a deal on the tax reform proposal. So calling your representatives, your senators, letting them know that there will be electoral consequences if they vote for this bill. And also calling them to encourage them to fund the Children's Health Insurance Program. This should be an easy win. It should be something easy that automatically gets done. That's how it's been before, but now it's just not. And they're doing this basically to give their wealthy donors an extra $100,000, $200,000, $1 million.
There you go. I mean, are we picking up any Republican friends in either the House and the Senate? Do you know?
I think we have a very good shot. You saw a lot of Republicans in the House vote for this bill, even though it would cause taxes to go up on their constituents substantially, especially in higher tax states like New Jersey, New York, and California.
Yeah.
In the Senate, we have Susan Collins, who's been said she's been assured that Medicare won't be cut due to this tax bill. That is not a guarantee that Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan are able to follow through on, that this bill will cut Medicare. This is going to hurt health insurance. So focusing on those sorts of lawmakers, I think, is absolutely vital to making sure that we refocus priorities from giveaways to the wealthy to helping helpless children.
There you go. And you touched on something very interesting. Mr. Jones last night winning the election in Alabama against Roy Moore. When do we know when he's going to be seated? Do we have any idea?
So from what I saw, it sounds like the Alabama Secretary of State plans to certify the results on the 28th. And he can be seated right after the results are certified. So the earliest it looks like, because the Senate is going to be out for the end of the month, presuming we don't get towards another government shutdown, presuming that, he will be seated on January 3rd. So what the Republicans are doing now is trying to jam this bill in this next week before they all go on break.
Well, has somebody sat Mitch McConnell down and had a conversation with him about, you know?
No, and if you follow his own principle that he followed with Merrick Garland, Obama's Supreme Court nominee, they shouldn't be voting on this tax bill until the person that Alabama chose is seated in the Senate. But
now, do you see what you did? You just made that. You just told them that they should do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, well, that hasn't stopped them before, not following their principles.
Yeah, there you go. Do you live? I think all the people in D.C. should just shut their water off for a week or something. I don't know, but that's another story. Yeah, that'd make a mess. All right. Well, Julie, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can check out our website, mediamatters.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at MMFA, and I am at Julie Alderman with an underscore at the end.
Julie, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Thank you very much, Bree, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.